From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
T over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station on the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube. And we hope that all of you that listen to our shows for many years, try this out. If you haven't, just go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios, and you'll see a streaming of video and audio for the Race Day shows. And we hope that you subscribe as well. That's free. Get you listening on YouTube and watching on the YouTube network. And, of course, that is the South Point Studios here on the fabulous Las Vegas Strip at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas. We welcome you to the show covering racing and a little sports, Las Vegas style. And, of course, we do want to mention and certainly greet all of our listeners that still listen on the radio. If you're running around town early this Sunday morning at our anchor station, our Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, that's where you can hear us here in Las Vegas. And, of course, all of the other platforms that we have, our Race Day Las Vegas websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. You got your iPhone, your Android with KSHP app and the YouTube app where you can also watch us on your devices, your iPhones and your Androids, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. So simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Sunday show here from Las Vegas. I got to tell you, it was an exciting day of racing yesterday, exciting day on the court for the Final Four. We now are set for the big final game tomorrow, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Championship. That started with March Madness several weeks ago. It's down to two teams for the championship, and that'll happen tomorrow night. We'll get more on that from Rich Eng a little bit later on. And, of course, we wrapped up most of all of the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points with the three big 100-point getters yesterday around the country. So most of the Kentucky Derby points are gone. There's only one race left that holds 20 of them. That's the Lexington. That'll be held on the 13th of this month. And then we got to wait for all of the horses that have points up to the 20th position to make sure that they will stay healthy and ready to go for the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. And all of those horses that are just on the cusp waiting for one or two or three of the horses in the body of the point getters to maybe either get scratched for one reason or another. So we're getting into that tedious time right now for the Kentucky Derby, the 150th running of your Run for the Roses. And we'll be here on the Race Day Studios with a lot of specials here. First of all, on Thursday, that'll be the second of May, we'll have a special Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Derby preview show only here on the YouTube network, South Point Studios streaming YouTube network. It's the only place you can get it. It'll be at 3:00 in the afternoon on that Thursday. We're going to go over not only the Kentucky Derby briefly, but then, of course, we're going to be doing the Kentucky Oaks Day card, because the Kentucky Oaks Day card will be the next day. That'll be, of course, on the 3rd of May, where you have the big Kentucky Oaks Day racing card. And then concluding after the Kentucky Oaks Day racing card and racing in Southern California, right around 6:00 in the evening that next day on the 3rd of May, we'll be holding our annual Kentucky Derby seminar in the Grand View Lounge, right adjacent to the Racebook here at the South Point. We'll be there starting that at 6:00 with our team. Jonathan Hardoon will be flying in from New York. He'll also be here for the Thursday special show on YouTube. And, of course, John Linda will be here as well. I'll be refereeing these two. And these guys have been right on the mark so far with the Kentucky Derby horses, the preview horses leading up to the Derby. So it'll be interesting to see after they, after the horses get there, after they've been training on the Churchill Downs track, to see how the horses like that track. And certainly the post-position draw. The final will be the Kentucky Derby Seminar, and that'll be that Friday night, Kentucky Derby Eve. And then the next day on Kentucky Derby Day, well, we all go up to the Grand Ballroom for the big Kentucky Derby Day celebration on the 4th of May, the first Saturday in May, with the big screen TVs, huge TVs, a whole bunch of little TVs, too, in there that you can play the other races that are running that day as well, so you don't miss any action. An entire Churchill Downs card as well. And there'll be plenty of betting windows, live windows. You got your betting kiosks there as well. And, of course, food and drink beverage discounts, good deals on the food and beverage. And, of course, a Kentucky Derby hat contest. And they're going to have several categories, too. It'll be the best horse-themed, the best fascinator or fedora, the best overall, and, of course, overall on each category as well, and cash prizes for those. So you come on out and have your best Kentucky Derby hat with you, just celebrating the Run for the Roses, America's most famous horse race. It all happens here at the South Point, beginning Thursday night with the 3:00 show here on YouTube only, and I'll roll right through Kentucky Derby Day, and it's all free to you. Just come on out and join us and celebrate the Derby with us, okay? All right, so what happened yesterday in all of these big races? Well, let's take a look. We start out at Aqueduct Racecourse, and of course the Wood Memorial, holding 100 Kentucky Derby points. In the Grade 2 Wood Memorial, the winner there was Resilience after a spill at the right between the top of the stretch and the 16th pole. Number 12, Deposition, went down when he clipped heels with the horse in front of him. Deposition, the horse, and the jockey, Mr. Haddock, is okay, both the jockey and the horse. The jockey got up right away. The horse was captured right away. No harm, no foul, but it was kind of a spectacular look as they were running down the racetrack. In the meantime, Resilience got the lead in about the 16th pole and pulled away under John Velasquez. And Resilience wins the Wood Memorial for trainer Bill Mott. Paid $11 even. If you remember, that was one of Jonathan Hardoon's horses that he wanted to hook up in that race. So Resilience wins. He's on his way to the Kentucky Derby with 100 points. And then, as a result of all the confusion with the horse going down, behind Resilience was a chorus line of long shots that included Society Man, who finished second, and Protective, who finished third. And I can tell you that that 10-cent superfecta with these huge long shots finishing second, third, and fourth, the winning numbers of 1, 11, 5, and 3, 10-cent super paid $6,776.55. So there was a scramble behind Resilience, but Resilience, the big winner of the Wood Memorial there. And he will go on now to the Kentucky Derby. At Keeneland Racecourse, in the Bluegrass Stakes, that 100 points in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, the mile and one-eighth Bluegrass Stakes, I can tell you right now, the winner of this race was extremely impressive. Sierra Leone, who broke from an outside post going two turns at Keeneland, and sort of really moving against the track bias that seemed to be you had to be close to the lead and on the inside, he overcame both of those biases coming from way left field in the race, circled him at the top of the stretch, battled the leaders, and then pulled away. Sierra Leone wins the Bluegrass Stakes for trainer Chad Brown. Tyler Gaffleone, that was his second win of the day. Sierra Leone paid $5.32. He did not fool any of the betting public there, that's for sure. Just a touch. This was the big horse that Jonathan Hardoon liked. Jonathan said, hooked just a touch up with Sierra Leone and Dornock. Well, Dornock, with their experiment trying to change his running style, didn't finish anywhere. Dornock was just a no contendere yesterday. But Sierra Leone, that was an impressive win. He paid, again, $5.32. Chad Brown has a key horse now for the Kentucky Derby. Finishing second was Just a Touch. Finishing third in the race was Epic Ride. That was a big long shot as well. And all I can say is that Sierra Leone was Richie Eng's pick, by the way, on the show. And, of course, one of the three horses that Jonathan told you to box. He got the Jonathan got the exacta with those three. But in any case, Sierra Leone, a big win yesterday at Keeneland in the Bluegrass. And then finally, at Santa Anita yesterday, in the Santa Anita Derby, that was the 10th race on the card. By the time they got to the 10th race on the card, jockey Frankie Dettori had won 6 races on the card. And he was sitting on the prohibitive favorite in the race. Of course, that was Imagination, Bob Baffert trainee. And so turning for home, Imagination was battling with Stronghold, winner of the Sunland Park Derby, and a Phil D'Amato trainee. And these two went at it, head-to-head. And when they came to the wire, Stronghold got the best of Imagination to win for Antonio Freisou, paying $6.40. Phil D'Amato, on his way to the Kentucky Derby with Stronghold, Imagination did finish second. EJ won the Cup, a big long shot, finished third in that race. And so you have Stronghold, and, of course, Sierra Leone and Resistance winning the three big races yesterday. In the Big Three Pick Three, remember they were promoting this a lot. It was a $3 bet coupling the Wood Memorial with Resilience, the Bluegrass with Sierra Leone, and the Santa Anita Derby with Stronghold. Again, winning prices, $11 even, $5.32 and $6.40. The $3 payoff was $226.50. So yesterday was a big day, of course, for the Derby prep races. Now, they did have a couple of prep races for the Kentucky Oaks. 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. And in the Kentucky Oaks, the prep race, remember, the Ashland was the day before. It was Friday at Keeneland. But at Aqueduct, they had the Gazelle. The Gazelle held 100 points in the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. The winner there was Where's My Ring, Jose Lascano riding for Val Brinkerhoff. Where's My Ring paid $7.10 for the win, outrunning regulatory risk, and Jin Jin, who finished third. So Where's My Ring now on with enough points to get into the Kentucky Oaks. And at Santa Anita earlier on the card in the Santa Anita Oaks, the winner there was Nothing Like You. Now, Bob Baffert had the race favorite in the race, Kinza. And Kinza turned for home on top, battling with a long shot, Corposo. And left the rail open for Nothing Like You, who was sitting right between these two battlers. Nothing Like You rolled up the rail and won the race and was a Bob Baffert trainee anyhow. So Bob Baffert finishes first and second. Nothing Like You wins over Kinza. Corposo was third. That was Frankie Dettori's fifth race, fifth win in a row yesterday at Santa Anita. And Nothing Like You paid $16.40 for the win. In that Kentucky Oaks, Baffert finishes first and second in that race. So those are the point leaders that won yesterday. They are on their way to Kentucky. And as far as the Kentucky Derby points, now that we look at those Kentucky Derby points, here's how it looks. Sierra Leone has 155 points. He's on top. Fierceness, who was a big winner in that Florida Derby, he's second with 136. Catching Freedom, 125. Stronghold, 125. You have Resilience at 110. Forever Young, 100. And Endlessly at 100. So the top seven horses on the leaderboard list all have 100 or more points. They are absolutely in. To round out the top 10, you have Dornock, still got 75 points, although finishing off the board yesterday. Just a Touch, who finished second in the Bluegrass. That was one of, you remember, Jonathan Ardoon's top five selections for the Kentucky Derby so far, with no points until yesterday. Just a Touch now sits in 19th with 75. Track Phantom rounds it out in 10th with 70. We'll take a look at the complete leaderboard list. We'll take a look at our latest update for our handicappers and their top five going into the Kentucky Derby, all on Wednesday's show. But that's how it shook out yesterday as far as the results in the big races. There were a lot of undercard stakes races, though, and in those, we'll go through those real quick. The Carter Handicap was won by Post Time, $3.60. Brittany Russell Train, Sheldon Russell Ridden. Finishing second was Castle Chaos. Third was Super Chow. In the Distaff at the Aqueduct, Sheeta Bhuti wins it for Chad Brown. Dylan Davis's third win of the day there, $19 even, outrunning Ain't Broke and Finnegal's Cave. In the Bay Shore Stakes at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds, the winner there was Reasoned Analysis for Eric Cancel, another Chad Brown winner, paid $33 in winning the Bay Shore, outrunning Maximus Meridus, and finishing third was Eliminate. And those were the stakes races yesterday at Aqueduct. Want to give Jerry J a high five. He had the winner of the last race and the dollar exacta on the show. That winner, Peony, paid $5.90. The dollar exacta with the hookup for a buck paid $10.40. Nobody hit the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct. You got a carryover today. At Keeneland, the other stakes races at Keeneland yesterday, the Commonwealth, the Grade 3 Commonwealth, was won by Bo Cruz. Jose Ortiz's second win of the day for trainer Al Stahl, paying $14.12, outrunning Minnesota Ready and Winco. In the Appalachian Stakes, the winner there was Buchu. Buchu, with Martin Garcia aboard for Phil Bauer, paid $15.04, outrunning Mo Fox Given, and finishing third was Dancing in Dixie. In the Madison Stakes, the winner there was Alva Star. Tyler Gaffleone, another winner there for Brett Brickman, paying $6.32, outrunning Bahava and Red Carpet Ready. And in the Shakertown Stakes, that quick 5.5 furlong turf race, stakes race at Keeneland, the winner there was Arzak. Irad Ortiz Jr.'s second win of the day for Mike Trombetta, paying $9.24, outrunning Mischief Magic and Imon, who finished third in that race. And at Santa Anita, what a day Lanfranco Frankie Dettori had. Won the second race, paying $6.60. Won the third race, paying $18.20. Won the fourth race, which was the Evening Jewel Stakes with Robert's Love, paying $21.60 for trainer Hector Palma, outrunning Safa and Clubhouse Bride. Won the fifth race for Richard Dutrow, paying $15 even. Won the sixth race, which was the Santa Anita Oaks with Nothing like you, paying $16.40 for Bob Baffert, and won the seventh race, paying $10.80 for six wins in a row. He did not ride the eighth. In the ninth race, the Monrovia Stakes, he finished third in that race. A.G. Bullitt outran Ms. Lizzie to win that one for Rispoli. Richard Baltus trained, paying $5 even in that Monrovia. And in the Santa Anita Derby, of course, Stronghold beat DeFranco on Imagination. So Frankie Dettori, six wins in a row. Maybe he shouldn't have took off that one race, because when he came back, he got beat in a battle in the Santa Anita Derby. Couldn't win either the last two races after that. And the Echo Eddie Stakes, the final race on the card in the big racing day yesterday at Santa Anita, Shady Tiger wins. That was John Lindo's pick on the show. Won easily, paid $8 even. Thank you, John. Another win for Phil D'Amato there. And the pick six at Santa Anita yesterday, $4,024.20. Remember, today, there is a mandatory payoff at Santa Anita on all the pools, because it is closing day for the winter spring meet. They're going to take a week off. They won't run another racing card for a week. They're going to take a week off. So today is closing day for this meet at Santa Anita. Quickly at Oaklawn Park, the Rainbow Mist Stakes, won by Hushed Honey. Rafael Bejarano for Randy Morris, paying $4.40. And in the Rainbow Stakes, the winner there was Patton's Tizzy for Brad Cox, paying $24.20. Martin Chuan's first graded stakes win for that jockey. And, of course, in the final four yesterday, Connecticut and Purdue did their number the way they were supposed to, and they will go on to the final game tomorrow night. A whole lot more to cover. We have Jonathan Hardoon standing by, Rich Eng as well, Jerry Jackowitz, and, of course, we got John Lindo's picks for you as well, so don't go away. We're just starting out on this Sunday race day show. Now you know everything that went on yesterday. Now let's take a look at what's going to happen today. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas as we continue on our Sunday show. Going to be a big day tomorrow with the final game between Connecticut and Purdue. That's going to be a hell of a game in the NCAA basketball championship. And, of course, latest news on horses for the Derby, the Triple Crown, etc. You know that the ruling for Bob Baffert's Muth, they're trying to get him into the Kentucky Derby. They went to court to try to get him a stay for that race. We'll wait and see. Monday will be the decision in Kentucky. But Nisos, which is Bob Baffert's top three-year-old in the country right now, was preparing for the Preakness Stakes. Remember, he was off the trail for a while. He was supposed to go in the Santa Anita Derby, but they took him off the trail for a while for whatever reasons they have. They haven't really been specific about it. But in any case, news came out yesterday that Baffert said that Nisos will not be ready for the Preakness Stakes either. And so all we have to think of is, what's up with that, right? All right, we're going to go to your racing menu, and then we're going to get to Jonathan Hardoon. I swear we'll get to Jonathan Hardoon. Stay right there, Jonathan. Right now it's 45 degrees out here in Las Vegas, going to get up to 68, but, you know, the weather's always fast, firm, and perfect in our race books. As far as the country is concerned, looks pretty good across the entire country, east to west coast and the Gulf. As far as today is concerned, the weather may be a factor next week, but for today it looks like we'll have okay racing in all the major racing centers. First post times for the racing menu is that of the Pacific time zone. Remember that. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. And let's get going with your menu. Here we go. We begin with Laurel Park.
Laurel Park. First post time at Laurel today is at 9:25, and I'm going to try to get you your carryovers right now, if this computer will work. Let's see, it does. Okay, it does. Good, 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 good. Laurel Park has no carryovers today. All right, so first post time for nine races, 9:25 at Laurel. Next comes Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30 for their nine-race card. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $3,283. They've got a super high five carryover, $3,777. First post time, 9:30 at Tampa Bay. Keeneland Racecourse has a couple of nice stakes races today. The $250,000 Palisade Stakes for three-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs on the turf will be the 7th. 14 before scratches. It is a wide-open affair. The morning line favorite at 5-2 is No Name Mets with Irate Ortiz Jr. Then you have the $400,000 Grade 2 Beaumont for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. A small field of 6 there. Even money favorite is You Almost Had Me. Well, we hope they have them. That in the Beaumont, even money with Tyler Gaffleone. 9 races today at Keeneland. And Keeneland's first post time today is set at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Keeneland. Gulfstream Park. Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover, $44,323. First post time at Gulfstream is at 10:10 for their 9 races. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. First post time for 8 races at Aqueduct is set at 10:20. 10:20 first post at Aqueduct. And they have a carryover in the pick 6, $72,394.17 today. Track is fast at Aqueduct. That's your pick 6 carryover at the big A today. First post time, 10:20 for their 8 race card. Sunland Park has a big day of racing, 9 races, 5 stakes races. The $125,000 Island Fashion for 3-year-old fillies is the 2nd. The Pepper's Pride, the $100,000 Pepper's Pride is the 4th. And then you have the $125,000 Mind That Bird Derby, and that is the 7th on the card. The Sunland Park Handicap is the 8th, and the New Mexico State University Handicap is the 9th. That's $100,000 as well. Big day of racing at Sunland. First post time for the 9 races is set at 11:25, and it is a mandatory payoff there at Sunland today. Super high five carryover, $183, mandatory payoffs today at Sunland. Then you have Oaklawn Park. They have 9 races. The Eclipse Stakes is their 8th and featured at 6 furlongs for 4-year-olds and up, and it's a wide-open affair there. Oaklawn Park's first post time is 10:30. Hawthorne Racecourse has 9 races today. They have a super high five carryover, $4,517. And their first post time at Hawthorne for 9 races, 12:40. Closing day at Santa Anita, 11 races. First post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon. Mandatory payoffs there. A couple of stakes races. The $100,000 John Shear Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf is the 5th. 7 go to the post before scratches. 8-5 favorite is Heart-Headed with Juan Hernandez. And then the Angels Flight Stakes is the 9th, 6.5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old fillies, a field of 9 in that one. And the favorite at 5-2 is Lowland, Antonio Freso aboard there for Lone in that race. I probably screwed up the name, but that's the favorite there. First post time for the 11 races at Santa Anita is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The track announcer, Frank Miramonte, will get it right, trust me. Golden Gate has 7 races. Golden Gate's first post time is set at 1:15. They got a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $52,505. First post time at Golden Gate, 1:15. We wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al, they'll seed the pick 6 pot today at Los Alamitos at $10,000. $10,000 already in the pot for Los Alamitos and their pick 6. First post time is 5:40, 9 races, 1 thoroughbred, 5 mixed breed, 3 quarter horse races. And that's it. That's your menu. Let's bring in, and I got to tell you, folks, I'm a little bit out of breath for that. But let me bring in Jonathan Hardoon to give me a little respite here. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good job.
If they paid me by the word, I'd be living at Mar-a-Lago. that's for sure. Well, you know, real quick, any thoughts about the three, Derby?
Well, races? I mean, Dornock, we figured out, can't rate. So they tried an experiment in a $1 million race. But that's, you know, you're afforded that luxury when you have enough points. The problem is now we know one thing. He needs to go. So he's going to go with fierceness. And this is only good news for Sierra Leone. The only question I have about Sierra Leone was what were the antics he was pulling prior to the race? He didn't want to get in that gate, you know. He held up post for a few minutes. And on Derby Day, there's going to be 100,000 people at Churchill Downs. So, you know, hopefully he behaves himself because obviously he's got a world of talent.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I was in the book yesterday playing the races with a lot of our friends here watching the races in the South Point book on the big screen there. And I had mentioned to him twice, when I saw him in the paddock, I said, boy, this is a big horse. And then when I saw him in the post parade with the pony, obviously, next to him and sizing him up with the other horses in there, this is a big animal.
Well, that's what $2.3 million looks like, Ralph. They paid a lot of money for the horse, and obviously he must be a good-looking horse. You know, they dipped in their pockets, and they paid a lot of money for him, and they're getting returns. It always doesn't work out. However, so far in this case, it's working out fine.
Well, you know, you have...
By the way, Ralph.
Go ahead.
Back to the Gazette in New York.
Yeah,
congratulations to Val Brinkenhoff. He sent a maiden there, a maiden from California to win that race, so... He gets enough points to put her in the Kentucky Oaks now, and that was a pretty good story. He's a hardworking trainer from SoCal, doesn't have many good horses, and it's nice to see a story like
You're absolutely right. I mean, that was one heck of a training feat, but, you know, and he's a good trainer, so he knew what he had, and although people thought he was like five times crazy for going across country and putting this horse in a race like that, well, he proved to them that... He knew what he was. He had sort of under the hood, so to speak. Anyhow, that'll be exciting. And, you know, we got to remind everybody, too, that Kentucky Oaks is a big race and a big day of racing. I'm glad that we're doing the Thursday show here at 3 o'clock. And remember, folks, again, for those of you listening on all the other platforms that we have, the radio outlets and the websites that we broadcast over, et cetera, and all of the podcasting, remember this. There's only one way you're going to get the Thursday show on the eve of the Kentucky Oaks, and that is through the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. Go to YouTube at South Point Studios. You get it at 3 o'clock on that Thursday, which is the 2nd of May, and we'll be talking about the Kentucky Oaks and all the other stakes races on that card for Friday, and giving you a preview of what we'll be talking about in the Kentucky Derby, I should say, seminar on that following day on that Friday night. So make sure you stay tuned and be tuned in for that. We want everybody to join us on that and try out the YouTube, the YouTube outlet, the South Point streaming there. You're right. I think so. The most impressive of the day, do you think, was Sierra Leone or Stronghold? Stronghold ran a big race.
Yeah, but Sierra Leone was a full field. He was breaking from an impossible post to win, and his running style actually doesn't fit Keelan. It's very tough to win from behind, and he won from way behind. Yeah, he had the fractions and the setup, but listen, and again, I'm sure he wasn't squeezed to the max. You know, they had the Derby 1-1 away from yesterday, and they certainly didn't want to empty the tank, and he just ran lights out.
Yeah, no question about that. And, you know, there was the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool, the last Parimutuel pool for the Kentucky Derby, the one that Churchill Downs puts out. It was Parimutuel. And that pool closed before all three of these prep races. So in the end, that the closing prices on that were Fierceness at 5-2, Sierra Leone, nice 7-1. That's a nice price now looking at it. Forever Young, 8-1, Deterministic and Catching Freedom, and Dornock all 12-1. I would imagine that Dornock would probably be a higher price right now. And then you have...
So Deterministic, by the way, who didn't run well at all in New York, trying two turns for the first time. So there's going to be a question if he may even go. Who knows? The connections are going to decide over the next couple of weeks.
And, of course, all other three-year-olds that weren't part of the first 39 individuals... That thing came in at 22-1. That might not be a bad play now. Of course, Stronghold is 30 after winning the Santa Anita Derby. That's a nice little price. And the horse that you picked that had no points and now does have some, Just a Touch, close to 22-1 as well. So we'll wait and see about that. That's for sure. All right, Jonathan, I know you did a lot of hard work, so let's get started with some picks for today.
Okay, let's look at Keelan first and look at the third race today. 7 furlongs on the dirt. It's an allowance race. And I like the number 11 horse in here, Northern Chill. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Blair Jordan barn. Raylu Gutierrez aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. First two races were run over sloppy tracks. He didn't care for it. Last time out, caught a fast track for the first time and ran very, very well. I like the draw. 9-2 on the morning line. Number 11, Northern Chill, wins today's third race out at Keeneland.
Keeneland's third race, the 11, Northern Chill. Number 11 in the third race at Keeneland is Jonathan's pick for us there. You got one at Sanita?
Yeah, third race, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside, turf course. And I like the number 4 horse in here, I'll Have Another Kiss. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Doug O'Neill barn. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride. This horse is cutting back from a mile. I love horses coming down the hill, cutting back in distance. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 4, I'll Have Another Kiss, wins today's third race out at Santa Anita.
Oh, you're just, no, man, Another Kiss. Okay, here we go. Third race, number 4, Another Kiss. We'll get one if we can get that home a winner, that's for sure. Third race, the 4 horse, Jonathan Ardoon's play at Santa Anita. Mandatory payoffs today at Santa Anita. Everything goes out the door. And you have 4 full sheets of handicapping offered today, Jonathan, at your website, right?
Yes, Keeneland Aqueduct, Santa Anita and Oakland.
Yes.
I'm losing it, Ralph.
That's okay. We understand losing it once in a while, that's for sure. Busy weekend, and I'm sure you're going to digest a lot of what happened yesterday and what's happening today and ahead. And so Wednesday's show will kind of recap the situation as we see it, especially after the Monday decision in Kentucky about Baffert's horse, Muth. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
It'll be interesting, Ralph. By the way, Keeneland runs on Wednesday, so we'll have Keeneland and Tampa Bay on.
There you go. Keeneland on Wednesday. Oh, that's a great time of the year, that's for sure. And Jonathan, all I can say is you did a yeoman's job this weekend. Thanks a lot. We will talk to you tomorrow. Go get a second cup of coffee.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got him, my man. We're cranking along on this Sunday show. Coming up next, Rich Eng gave us another winner yesterday in the Final Four. But what does he think about tomorrow night's final between Connecticut and Purdue? And he gave us a winner in horse racing, too, you know. He'll be right back giving us picks in both. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on the Race Day Las Vegas show for this Sunday. Remember, we take off Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back on Wednesday morning at our usual start time at 7 a.m. Want to remind everybody again, as Jonathan told us, Keeneland will be running on Wednesday, so it'll be kind of a fun show. We'll wrap up what happened, of course, this weekend and take a look seriously at what's going to be happening on Kentucky Derby and Derby Day, that's for sure. But tomorrow we have a national championship. The NCAA championship game is tomorrow. It will feature the the University of Connecticut against the University of Purdue. Two teams that everybody thought were two of the best teams when they started out. They proved to be so, that's for sure. And they'll match up in what's going to be a hell of a contest tomorrow in the NCAA championship. With us, a man who picked Connecticut yesterday and laid the points and still won because Connecticut won the game and covered. And so did Purdue yesterday, covered. But another winner from Rich Eng. And, of course, Richie gave us a winning horse as well. So good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. And before we start the segment, I want people to take a look at my hat. My stepdaughter, Chris, got me the hat yesterday.
Yeah.
I wore it during the game, but it's a University of Connecticut Huskies hat.
That's a Huskies.
And she knows how much I'm rooting for Connecticut to win the national championship because my future book bets on the UConn Huskies. So one step away, one game away.
Well, you know, and you're the favorite one step away, that's for sure, because when they opened up the prices on the game right after the two games were over yesterday here at the South Point, Connecticut opened up a six-point favorite. The total on the game for the points scored for both teams was 148. I don't know how much is going to juggle from there, but in any case, they are the favorite to win the championship. And I guess I don't have to ask you who to pick because you got interest.
Well, yeah, I've got UConn at 18-1 to start the season, then I bet them more during the season. But the key about tomorrow's game, Ralph, and, oh, by the way, you know, when people watched the game yesterday, I said the only way Alabama can stay close is if they're hot from three-point zone. Well, in the first half, they were 8 out of 11 from three. I mean, they were sizzling hot, and they went into halftime losing by 4 points. And that made me pretty confident that UConn was going to take care of business. I know Alabama played great in the second half for a while. It was 56-56, and then UConn just pulled away late with the overpower. But, you know, the thing about the game on Monday against Purdue is the last center to give Zach Edey any sort of problems in the pivot was a kid named Hunter Dickinson, who used to play at Michigan, and he was the same size as Edey. He was about 7'2", 300 pounds. Well, he transferred to Michigan, so the Big Ten didn't have anybody who could play Zach Edey. But Donovan Clayton for UConn, Ralph, he's 7'2", 290 pounds. He can see, look, Edey eyeball to eyeball, and if you watched the game yesterday, his defense, I think if Clayton can play just about even with Edey, the other four UConn players and their bench are far superior to Purdue's starting four and their bench.
Well, all I can say is two things, Richie. First of all, that was, you know, Connecticut did yesterday what they have done throughout the entire, brackets. Even if they were close at halftime with any other team that they beat, they just pulled away and really, you know, stuck it into high gear in the second half. That's what they did yesterday as well. But a lot of smart gamblers, and I say this because they are, a lot of the smart gamblers, especially guys who are playing future books as you are, when they get to the main event, they save a little bit money on the other side, and you have a great chance to middle it. You have a chance to middle it because all Connecticut has to do is win the game. They can win by three. And if you bet Purdue as a saver on the other side, you can you got the best of both worlds.
That is correct. I've been thinking about it. And if you're going to bet UConn, I suggest you buy now because I don't think the -6 is going to last going into Monday, Ralph. And so if you like Connecticut, bet them now at the -6. If you like Purdue, I think you wait closer to post time because I think the line's going to go as high as 7, maybe even 7.5. It's almost one-way action so far on the Huskies.
Well, Richie, you came with the last race winner yesterday at Keeneland for us on the show, so we know your thoughts about the championship game tomorrow. We wish you all the luck, and give us a horse at Santa Anita and maybe at Keeneland if you want to, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah, let's zing through my picks real quick. I did pick the two basketball games, the women's game today. I really like South Carolina -6 over Iowa. Mm-hmm. I think if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark, I think this line would be more like 8, 8.5, 9. Uh-huh. So I like South Carolina to go 38-0 and win the title in the women's side. Yep. I do like Connecticut -6, and I suggest betting it now because it's not going to stay six for long. And then as far as horses, Ralph, had a winner at Keeneland yesterday in the last race with Running B. Let's go to race 4 at Keeneland. It's a two-turn first-level optional claimer, and a horse that I put in my stable mail is the number 8, Pretty Anna. Pretty Anna is a half-sister to Gunrunner, and Steve Asmussen, the trainer, also trained Gunrunner. I know he is very, very high on her. She hasn't run really fast speed figures yet, but this is her first time facing winners. I'm looking for improvement. Obviously, her pedigree suggests that she could be any kind. So let's go with the 8, Pretty Anna, 9-2 in race 4 at Keeneland. And to finish up with another pick, let's go to Santa Anita to race number 6, Ralph. It's 6 furlongs, claiming $32,000. And an angle that I like is when a horse wins and actually runs a slower speed figure than the race before. And that is the case with number 2, Belle Epoque, who was also claimed, and the claim was voided, Ralph. So free roll for Doug O'Neill. 9-5 has won 2 in a row. The last race was slower. I think if this horse runs to the speed figure 2 back, I think this horse wins today. Number 2, Belle Epoque. Race 6, San Anita.
All right. So in the race at Keeneland, the fourth race, number 8, and at San Anita, race number 6, horse number 2. Thanks a lot, Richie. You've done yeoman jobs for us all through the football and basketball season, and certainly now we're turning our attentions really to the racing season as we get closer to the Triple Crown in summer racing. And so I know you'll be rooting for Connecticut, and gotta tell you, so will I. We'll see that championship game tomorrow. And, of course, on Wednesday, we'll, take a look back. Thanks a lot, my man.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now, before we go to our final segment with Jerry Jakowicz, I do want to give you John Lendo's picks. And I want to remind everybody out there that John Lendo, not on our show today. He's doing a family commitment over this weekend. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. His Lendo report has been here uninterrupted all through the weekend. And he has 2 Lendo reports today here, one for Keeneland, one for Santa Anita, full Lendo reports here at the South Point Racebook for Keeneland and for Santa Anita, available only here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively here. And it is complimentary to you because they love horse players and John Lendo. So here we go with John Lendo's picks. First, I'm going to go to Keeneland for you, and it comes early. The second race at Keeneland, John Lendo likes number 4, True Jedi. Number 4, True Jedi, 9-2 on the morning line with Irad Ortiz Jr. Second race at Keeneland, the 4 horse, John Lendo's pick. Remember, first race post time is 10 o'clock this morning, so that race will go about 10:30 this morning. Second race, the 4 at Keeneland. And then at Santa Anita, John likes a horse in the Angels Flight Stakes, the 9th race on the card. He likes number 6, Zona Verde. Number 6, Zona Verde, 3-1 with Juan Hernandez aboard. That in the 9th race at Santa Anita, number 6, Zona Verde. Those are John Lendo's picks, and don't forget his Lendo reports right here at the South Point, free of charge. Today, we wrap it up with Jerry Jakowicz. He'll be coming up right next. Don't go away.
From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday. South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, wrapping it up on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, we now go to Jerry Jakowicz in orange today, standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. I guess I'm in an orange mood today.
Yes, you are. I guess
feeling pretty good.
Yes, it's finally a nice day out. No problem with the sunshine. A little bit of cool out there though. So we know you're inside with a short sleeve shirt. Anyhow, on Wednesday we usually recap what happens over the weekend when we have more time to do it. But just in a brief, maybe 1 minute. Out of the three races yesterday, what impressed you the most of the winners of the
Well, the obvious impressive winner was Sierra Leone. I mean, it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal performance. I expected when Dornach and him came together, there would be some sort of, you know, struggle that the two of them would engage at some point and we would see a duel. What we saw was Dornach got alongside of Sierra Leone and he said, "No, I don't want any part of this. Go ahead, go win the race. Just quit." So much for Dornach. Whatever hopes I had for him are gone. Sierra Leone is a massive, powerful animal, and it's going to take. There's only one horse I think that has an ability to beat him, and that's Fierceness. And I think this is now down to a two-horse race.
Well, and of course, we will have our handicappers, you being one, updating your top five for the Kentucky Derby. We'll have that on Wednesday's show. But you're right about the size of Sierra Leone. It impressed me when I saw him in the post parade yesterday. I said, boy, this is one big animal, and if he puts it all together as he has, he could be real dangerous. And his running style would suggest he'll like the extra eighth of a mile.
Yeah, no, I don't see any reason why he won't go on to a mile and a quarter. So I have no problem with that. You know, he's got a huge, he covers a lot of ground. I mean, I'd love to get the number on. I know that at one time Secretariat covered 26 feet per jump, and that was considered an unbelievable number. And I've never really heard any real numbers on other horses except for 21 or 22 feet. I've never heard much beyond that. But I bet you Sierra Leone's more than 22 feet per jump.
Well, maybe you can research that and find out for us. That's for sure. That would be interesting because in my entire lifetime, every horse that has ever been a horse you say, wow, this is the one, has always been compared to Secretariat. So we'll wait and see about that. That's for sure.
Well, you know, Secretariat did run the greatest race of all time in the Kentucky Derby, in my opinion, in the Kentucky Derby of 1973, yeah. And I wasn't even a horse race fan then. I had to learn that.
Well, I was, and that still impresses me to this day, that's for sure. The only horse that came close, in my opinion, is Flightline, but that's an opinion, and for another day, that's for sure. We need to get to the picks, Jerry, so what do you say?
Yeah, well, let's go to Aqueduct, and let's go to the fifth race, Catching Heat, the five horse for Chad Brown. It's a one-number horse. As you know, I don't like to bet one-number horses. But Chad Brown's one of the few trainers that actually does consistently improve horses in his second start. I think the early speed was against the horse last time. Today, he'll use that early speed to finish strong. I love the five in the race number five. I'll play the five over the 2-6-7. Small reverses to break even. I might go an extra 5-2-2-5.
All right, so the 5 over 2-6-7 in the fifth race. That is, of course, the anchor in the early pick four, early pick five. Number five, Catching Heat, and the link up's 2-6-7 in reverse. And well, just to remind everybody that is a feature play on Jerry J's Power Page. He has two of them today on the Power Page, so make sure you get it there. What about Sanita?
Okay, let's go to race number three.
Okay.
Something I've said more than once. I'll have another kiss.
All right.
The four horse in the third race. This is just a lovely improving cycle. Horse takes this, filly takes a lot of racing. She looks like she's racing into shape for Doug O'Neill. Last time out, she had the worst of it wide into the first turn, going two turns back to 1 minute turn today. I like her coming down the hill. I like the four. I'll have another kiss in race number three. I'll play the four over the 1-2-5-7. Reverse 1-2-5-7 over the four. The four is both a feature play and a pop-out key.
All right.
That's my favorite.
I want to remind everybody out there that this is a good housekeeping seal of approval for handicappers today. Jonathan Ardoon also liked this horse in that race. So with a double whammy there, Jerry's pick is also number four. I'll have another kiss, linking up with the numbers 1, 2, 5, and 7, and reverse $2 ROI on the four and the third. Don't forget, full power pages for Aqueduct and Sanita at jerryjspowerpage.com. It's been a heck of a weekend, folks. And before we get together on Wednesday, we'll have more to talk about, not only this weekend, but tomorrow, etc. So in the meantime, Jerry has one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.